This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. Go loud.
Let's put ourselves in this situation.
Okay. Okay. So someone comes to
Charlene.
You. Yeah.
Would you like to get my hair? I was like, I just love autumn so much. Like,
because I feel like
if someone said to me, I'm bored, I'd be like,
that's a really hurtful thing to say. A really confidence knocker.
Oh.
Hit me when I'm down.
Like seriously.
Already, do you know? Charlene hates me. And then my friend, whoever told me, was like, why? She's like, I got with her ex-boyfriend. Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends. The girls brought you on the night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new,
welcome.
Family. Home I Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have a full video at 12 on a Thursday. So 24 hours afterwards,
yeah,
you can then watch as well or instead or whatever you would like to do. Mm-hmm. On this week's episode, we're going to talk about girl codes.
Mm-hmm.
This stems from the Hallie and Sophia drama on TikTok.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about like rules that people have sent in for them for girl code and kind of looking at situations, seeing if they are a time where it needs to come in or not.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think it's thrown around where it's like,
in my head, and I don't know if this is stupid of me to think, I think girl code changes as you grow older. Do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like a time sensitive thing, kind of. Like when you're fucking 12, you pass around a fella like he's a bag of crisps. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real here.
You want to kiss him next?
Yeah. Send a note now. Will you be my girlfriend one day? And it's someone else the next.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're younger, it's so much different than when you're older.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. But we will chat more on that in a bit in the episode. How are you, girl?
How are you?
Since EP.
Yeah, EP.
Because I went away like...
Show everyone your
day after.
She's tatted.
Oh, you don't like me? Or is it just my... What's the sound on TikTok?
You don't like girls who have tattoos or something?
Take me off the roster.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
No.
You were annoyed after an hour, were you?
It's just too much. The one I got last year was gorgeous. I love henna tattoos. They're so fab, but like... It's just not very well done. Like, it's really thick. The one last year was so nice. It was this guy in the hotel that done it. This was, like, on the street. And it's real thick. And then, also, he stopped at the arm and then he was like, do you want some on the fingers? I was like, yeah, sure. But then I hadn't really prior thought about that.
Yeah.
So then when he done it, I was like, my stomach felt real sick. Like, I felt really nervous. No, I did. Really sick. I just get really overwhelmed when there's too much. And then I got to thought of like, how do people have tattoo sleeves?
I always think of that, like, even like hand tattoos and stuff. If I can, like, I feel like even our tattoos that we do have, they're not in eyesight all
the
time.
I don't like any of the ones that I can see.
Do you know?
Ones, I love the bolt, the line bolt. Oh my God, someone actually came up to me at EP, she had the same tattoo.
No way, she see it and got it.
Yeah. Cute. That I like, because I can't really see that unless I'm like that, which I don't be. And then also, look how wonky it is.
Yeah, why is it like, whoop? It like swerves.
And then I like the cherries.
The ones on my wrists are covered with things.
Exactly,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
true.
I can't really see them.
Yeah.
Stupid sun and a...
Yeah.
What's that? A Leo
symbol?
Star sign?
Yeah.
That bled. Like it just... It was really thin.
It was after
and then the
a while.
Ones on my arms. I don't mind this one. Hate my forever one.
Yeah, we need that removed. I need to get that removed.
The rest of them then I don't really see. They're on my hips and my ribs and my back.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could have them on my fingers. I'd be looking at them. You got a finger one.
Yeah, it's gone.
Remember, is it gone?
Apparently tattoos aren't permanent.
Show me. Where was it? Apparently they're not
just
permanent.
Just fell off.
Is it completely gone?
I see what her finger was on. It's not that one.
Shut up. Can you really not even see a bit of it, like?
Oh, there. The remnants.
Show me.
Of my tass. Can you see?
In the... Where?
It's only because I know where it is. I feel like that I can see it here.
Literally see can't see a thing.
No, look at the red line. That's not a vein. Like, that's the...
That was whatever's right left.
Yeah. But I think it was because I got wet the next day, so I think it just never soaked in.
You just got a semi-permanent tattoo.
Apparently, tattoos and fingers fade really quick.
Do they?
But it was 2 weeks later. I was like, where is that going?
Well, I feel like because you do use your hands so much anyway, anything on your hands
would.
Yeah,
I wear rings.
Yeah, it would fade.
Yeah. So that's not great. But then, yeah, I need to get... And I feel like that. I feel claustrophobic because I just went off.
You feel claustrophobic?
I do. Yeah. How do people wear sleeves all the time?
Yeah.
I loved them to look at, but no, I couldn't.
Mm-mm.
Imagine wanting to get removed and you couldn't either.
Be huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I do want to get some removed, but I want to wait till after summer, but summer's over now.
Yay!
Oh.
Woohoo!
No!
Thank God!
Your story the other day, you were like in capital letters.
Yeah, I love autumn! Graham rang me and he was like, you're free. I saw him and he was like, why did you post?
I got hacked.
Why didn't you text me saying, girl, is this you? Are you okay?
I was just because then I was like, she does love autumn.
I love it.
If you had said about summer, I'm like, she definitely got.
Do you know what I was doing?
Did you make that collection?
No, I found it on Pinterest. I was on Pinterest and I just looked up autumn on Pinterest one day. What's wrong with me? Am I okay?
I thought you made the collection. I thought you looked up leaves. And made a whole collage.
No, I think I definitely looked up autumn collage though. Definitely, 100%. Because it was just autumn first. And I was like, will I make my own collage? And then I was like, absolutely not. What's don't make your own.
Oh, what did he say? I forgot we could say his name.
Yeah, we could say his name. He was just like, you're a freak. Why did you post that? I was like, I just love autumn so much. Like,
I'm just so excited.
I just can't stop sharing it on my stories.
Well, I'm going to have to do it for every autumn now.
I will, yeah. I'll keep posting.
For Christmas collage.
I love Christmas.
I love Easter.
I'm gonna just Pinterest Christmas collage. What the fuck? When I posted, even I had to kind of look back at it and
did
be like,
"Would
it
have letters as well, or was it just that's just fun?" It was definitely in all caps.
It definitely was in all caps, wasn't it? Why did I do that? I had to look back at it a few times. You're like, "That looks horrible. You look like a fucking 12-year-old. Why did you post that? You freak." It was my first time ever using Instagram stories. I was like, what will I post?
Remember you used to have to make like posters on Instagram or something?
No.
I know, you still can. It's like when you move a little end thing, you do a picture video and then there's like one that's like text and you can make a screen just of text.
Oh.
But like it has like a weird background color.
Do you ever use notes on your profile picture?
I don't have notes.
I don't know what it is. It keeps coming up and I'm like, what am I going to write?
I really want it.
I'm going to write, I love autumn.
I'm dying for autumn to come back.
No, I really am so excited though. Summer's done away with.
Do you know what? I never thought I'd say it, but I'm also not ready. I don't like autumn. It doesn't make me like, still like it, but like it just makes me, I'm just kind of happy summer's over in a way.
Yeah.
Just for a bit of routine.
Yeah. Get back into life.
And that sounds real stupid, but like just, I feel like it reminds me of going back to school in September. And I feel like that's when you get your shit together.
Yeah.
Because no one can have their shit together in summer.
No.
Too much, like there's holidays, there's concerts, festivals.
Yeah.
So much good stuff on that, like, you don't want to have a routine.
No.
It's impossible. So that's what I can't wait for. Because it does remind me of back to school every time.
I saw someone in my like old school uniform yesterday in Lidl and I was like, oh. Yeah. Miss it. I wonder if I still have it.
I keep getting all...
Oh my God, will I put on my school uniform one day?
Oh my God, will we do
that? Back to school, no. Will we? Do you have yours?
My mom definitely has that somewhere.
If I don't have mine, I might just ring the school and say, come here, have you got Aunt and Lost and Found? Can I have it?
Are we allowed to put that school uniform off? Yeah.
Yeah, rep our schools. Love my school.
True.
That'd be funny. Aww. Or we look like freaks.
Yeah, I don't think mine would fit me actually.
Mine definitely would. The shirt is definitely still inside the jumper from when I used to just put it on. I used to take it off as one, the shirt in the jumper, and then put it back on. Like, what? I used to wear tights in school as well.
So did I.
Loved a pair of tights.
And I'd wear sometimes my pajama bottoms rolled up underneath. It was cold.
Yeah, we used to always get in trouble though.
Being cold.
Yeah.
What? Pajama bottoms?
We used to get in trouble. Because we were meant to have pins in our kilts. We wore kilts in school. You're meant to wear a pin and it to keep it closed.
See your pajama bottoms.
Yeah, you'd just see these big luminous pink pajama bottoms. And there used to be teachers that go around and like would clock them and be like,
Oh my God.
You'd be like, miss, they're fresh. I put them on this morning. Fresh.
Would they be given out in case they're not fresh?
No, they were giving out just that it looks horrible. General, like, yeah. Take them off. You're like, we'd be like, I only put them on me this morning, miss. Liar.
There was no worse than getting up at that time and being cold.
Yeah.
I used to walk to school as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
My mum used to put our school uniforms on the radiator. God love her. Oh. Yeah. So they'd be warm putting them on. But we used to get. She only said to me yesterday, she drove by my school and she was like, the fact I dropped and collected you was every day from school. And I was like, yeah, but mammy, you're coming home from work. She was like, no, I wasn't. I didn't work at the time. She was like, I just came to collect you. I was like, ah, God, love her.
Could you walk to now?
I used to walk home. As I got older in school, I used to walk home like a back way.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind walking home. But
I need to tell my walking home story one day.
Oh, yeah. Keep that for a lot. Yeah, have to. It's
pretty bad, though.
Ah, you're only a baby.
I wasn't really old for that.
No, it's fine. We need to catch up.
Yeah. EP.
We started EP.
We haven't done it because we had Anne-Libby on last week.
Yep.
I love her.
Love her.
She's honestly like...
so funny, like...
Yeah. And just like... I never even use the word sound. I don't know. I feel like it's just not my... like, I was saying nice.
Yeah,
she's just so...
sound.
Just sound person. Like. Mm-hmm. She's just... yeah. Love her.
Yeah.
And her little family. And all. I can't...
oh, I love them.
Just adorable. She had a little video of Rain up today.
Did she?
Yeah. And he just looks so...
weird. I feel like she's just one of those girls that like... genuinely is like... baffled as to how she is where she is, but like appreciative of it is, like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone obviously is appreciative of where they are in life, hopefully, but like, she's just one of these who's like, the fuck, like,
she's so chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's just so the fuck, like, but she's like such a hard worker, though.
Oh,
she's
so,
yeah, like her vlogs to be up and all. I'm like, wait, I'm not even in bed yet. I'm like, what? Like, no, she must be just a machine with content.
Shannon Mitchell's like that as well.
She is.
She's here, Bob.
Oh my God, unreal. So nice.
I love it
when people get bobs.
I kept watching it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Stunning. But Shannon, like, even when we were at an event last week, a Be Perfect event, I think, was I on the way in or something? I don't know. And Shannon had like two or three videos up already of her like getting...
that's like
in the moment. Yeah. I'm like, girls, how do you do that?
I was at Taylor Swift and Olivia was there and she came to my room before and she'd done like five videos already or something. Or three.
How?
I was like, and I was running around the room because, you know, like when you got there kind of late, the flight was a bit delayed. So we hadn't got that much time. We actually ran in the end. We had a little bit of time. But like, I had time to get ready. But then if I hadn't been making videos, I would not have made it on time at all. Yeah. And she was flat out, like really quick. I really wish I could be that quick.
I think we're stuck in like, I am anyway, of old, like Icon Sarah says to me, she's like, your brain is still so stuck in like old English times or like even old times of like, thinking you have to sit down and have a film and set up and like I can't multitask with shit like that.
Those girls
are so good at like banging out 2 and 3 videos because they'll be able to get them done. My brain works at one thing at a time.
I'm a bit like that too.
Yeah.
I need to go, I'm decided I'm going to go to ADHD therapy.
Are you?
Yeah, because I can't anymore.
Can you not?
It's really bad.
Is it?
Really bad.
Do you find it affecting you now?
Yeah, really bad.
How? Tell us.
Just in like, well, I don't want to take medication because I just think, what if I have no personality anymore?
Can that happen? Can it just numb?
Apparently, yeah. I've looked up on it and like, so it obviously works really well for people, but also it does take away like
part of you,
your frazzledness. Like, yeah, because it makes you not frazzled. I'm like,
but your frazzle makes you who you are.
My frazzle's good. Like,
that's a good word. I like that word.
And my frazzle dazzle.
I like that.
But I just feel like that, like multitasking, I find really hard. I feel like I can only give like 100% to one thing at a time. And that's not possible at our line of work. Like, we have so much going on. Podcast, Birdhouse, my cash collab, like...
All separate
things. But I feel like in my brain, I can only like fully give time to like say, not even just one at a time, I mean, but like one a day or something. Okay. I'm like that, I can't do... I'd be better off doing little bits at a time of each thing.
Yeah.
I was like that in college as well, or school. Like, I could only do one thing at a time and then everything else gets left.
Right.
But for that day or whatever. But now, like, it's good if I'm posting something one day, like, I'll have that kind of set out. But it's just still, I'd rather just do little bits every day. It just makes more sense.
And what will, like, ADHD therapy, is that, like, separate to, like, that's obviously a different type?
Specialist.
Like,
is it? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. I'll see what that's like. But I just feel very results.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Keep us updated.
Will you? Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, like, what kind of... because you've obviously done normal therapy as well.
Yeah.
So going into a different one, it'd be interesting to see what that's like.
Yeah. I just hope it makes me more... not even calm. I just feel like...
I don't think you're, like, erratic or anything. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, I'm not erratic.
No.
Like, my brain is quite erratic.
Is it?
Do you have an inner dialogue when you think?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, not everyone has that.
Talk to yourself.
Yeah, like, some people will be like, what do you mean? Like, they can't think in words.
Do you know there's another thing as well, that people can't imagine things?
Yeah, they can't see.
In yeah, it's like a picture an orange in your head.
I'm an apple.
Yeah, I think an orange, I don't know. Like, I'm picturing an orange in my head now. Some people physically, like, that's a thing. They can't do that.
I think it's quite common as well. And the dialogue one is I feel like it's like 50-50, I could be wrong. But, like, what do you mean? What do you think about then? Is your hair just, is head just air? Like?
But is that not just what thinking is hearing your own voice?
Yeah.
That's what, when I think it's my own voice.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like with my, I don't probably seem right, but my head is just too many, like.
Things going on?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's just like, it's a constant chatter, like,
is it?
Not of other voices, I'm not hearing people, but I'm hearing myself, and I'm just like, and it's just like constant noise, like, constant,
really? Doesn't stop. Wow.
From morning till night, I've been in bed, it's still gone. I was on the plane this morning trying to go to sleep, still gone.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and it's not, it's like, obviously it heightens when I'm more busier, but like, it's always not, it doesn't make a difference if I'm busy or not.
Like, is ADHD a thing where you can't turn that off?
You can't.
There's no switch.
No. So I have a mix of the hyperactive one and the, what's the other one called? Hyperactive and whatever the other one is. It's a mix of both.
Okay.
But the one of them is the one just in your, like, head more so.
Oh.
So, yeah. Anyway, I'll keep you up to
date. Yeah, keep it going.
EP.
EP, we had a ball.
Yeah, it's such a good time.
We really did.
I was so sad leaving. Couldn't stop crying.
You were so sick.
I was so sick.
As well. Holy moly.
Yeah. It was not well.
No. But not one bit well, but it was so much
powered through. I'm glad I did. I would have such bad FOMO.
I know.
And also, we obviously had work. I've dosed myself up. And I was grand. I sound worse than it was.
In the morning, you sounded really bad. There was, I was like, one
night. There was one night. It was the second.
The night you rang Dano?
No. Oh, guys. Every time I go camping, it happened last year as well, but I didn't ring Dano last year. I wake up in the tent and it's like 1 or 2 hours after I was asleep, but I get like really panicked that I have to leave the whole venue. Like, I just need to leave. Zoe and Ellie's asleep in the bed, boots are on. I run out of the tent and I have to like walk around and ring. If Dana had picked you up, I would have been like, collect me now.
Yeah.
It's so weird. That happened when I was younger, camping in a field. Like, me and my family used to go camping and I'd be the same. Oh, my dad had to bring me home when you're all the way back to Dublin from Wicklow, wherever we were.
The fact, you know,
at two in the morning.
You're in like
a tent. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if
the woodlands.
It's just like, this feeling of like,
get me out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to leave. I think it's the tent. Because once I'm out in the open, it's actually, like, it'd be not that bad.
Maybe you feel claustrophobic in a claustrophobic, or however you say that.
Maybe.
The fact, like, the wall was literally on your head.
The wall was on my head, in fairness. But it's, even so, even when it's not on my head, I'm still the same. Every year it will happen.
What the
hell? On the first night of EP, then I'm fine. So just don't let me go.
Yeah. No one answer on the first night of EP.
Yeah, no one answer. But the second night was, the first night, I think, my throat, it got to, like, whatever o'clock, and I couldn't even speak to anyone. It was like, I was like mouthing words and it felt like every time I swallowed it was like razor blades.
Your voice is gone.
And I think, yeah, it was got like, couldn't even speak. Ooh. Oh, so fun.
So fun.
Wasn't it?
We missed a lot of acts though.
I know.
Oopsie poopsie.
We did.
Sorry.
But so fun. We had, there was like a little pub. Our friend Kira.
Oh, the Stradbally Inn.
She like does events and she was like managing that.
That was the best thing
it
ever.
So
I saw a TikTok actually that came up that someone made being like,
when you go all the way to EP.
Yeah, to end up in an Irish bar.
Irish bar,
yeah. I was like, so fucking true.
It looked like a bar. Like,
it was so much fun.
And then we were at the Coke Studio. We had a little show there.
Yes, little chats.
Little chats.
Very cute.
Festival bird chats. Mm-hmm. And who did we see? The Wolf Tones.
Ah, love the Wolf Tones.
I was, that night, or sorry, maybe the next morning, looking for tickets, they're all sold out. They're going to Tree Arena.
Do you know what? I'm so happy
I'm delighted for them.
They're so cute. I couldn't stop crying.
They were adorable.
They're the cutest men in the entire world. I want that little headband that your man had on.
I can even buy them.
Can you?
Yeah. It was just so wholesome.
So he was like, I'm getting a t-shirt because it was like the 60s.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting a t-shirt. I don't care how much it costs. Come on, we need to go and find a t-shirt.
Oh,
they were
so adorable. I was just so happy for them. Like, that was probably like the biggest show that, well, I'm guessing this might be the biggest show they've ever done.
Do you reckon?
I feel like EP was huge this year. Much more busier than
they saw. Apparently they sold 5,000 extra tickets, so it was 75,000.
Like more.
And then I saw an interview with your man who owns EP and they were saying,
and
like,
then there was people taking it on the back of vans and all.
Yeah, fuck me. Oh my God. EP.
You'd want it.
Yeah. The amount of people that we knew snuck in the back of vans. Hilarious. Yeah,
it was like a van. Literally, I seen on TikTok a girl talking about it as well that she thought it was a legit ticket.
Yes.
So she DM'd being like, hey, can I get a ticket for EP?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, it's not
meet us down here,
meet
they
us
said.
Here. And she was like, what? And they were like, we put you in a van and we just sneak in.
And
you
pay
them like 100 euro cash or something.
That you've no wristband around, and then you have to stay there. Exactly where you are. You can't obviously go into any of the campsites or anything, but like.
But then, well, all of them, plus 5,000 tickets, like,
mad.
Crazy. But a ball.
They asked, they were asking
me, man. One of my favourite EPs. I don't know what, like, what it was, but just really enjoyed it.
We were very tame this year. We were good girls. Tame,
yeah. I was in bed by like 12.
Come here, I got a full 8 hours sleep on the second night. That is unheard of.
Both nights, 8 hours.
Unheard of. The girls woke up the second morning, went to got, or the second or third morning, went to got breakfast and all, and I was still
9 a.m. Yeah.
Like a
mummy.
Like a mummy in the bed, hands crossed, eye mask on, earplugs in. I woke up at like 10. And I was like, do you just go for breakfast and all? And they were like, yeah. I was like, what is going on?
New women.
What it was cool.
I knew I had a lot coming up at Taylor Swift that week in London, which was insane.
Was it? Which was better, London or Dublin?
I loved Dublin because obviously me and Quiver are like fans since we were really young. So, but then she had a really cool surprise in London.
Did she?
But I think still Dublin the first night just because it was like I hadn't seen her in years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But did she perform differently at them both?
She had different surprise songs and different Florence and the Machine came out for her song.
Oh, cute.
So it was like, so the set list is always the same and all of a sudden she started singing Florida. But I didn't cop it and I didn't go to me, oh my God, she doesn't sing this song. And I was like, oh my God. And the whole place looked green. And then Florence just pops out from the stage.
Aww.
Yeah, really good.
That's cute.
Yeah, really good. And then I went to Egypt.
You did?
Missed our flight. Again. The only time I miss flights is when I'm with Lauren.
The two of you are bad luck on each other.
We're awful.
Tell me what happened yesterday. I don't know. You slept in Frankfurt.
Slept in Frankfurt.
In a hotel or in the airport?
I got drunk on all last night.
Fuck off.
I did.
Charlene.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Unlike you.
So, what do we do? Oh yeah, we left Egypt at 12 yesterday.
Egypt time.
Which is, and it's now, probably it's 4 a.m. The clock is wrong.
It's 12 now.
So 24 hours ago, I left Egypt and our flight was delayed by an hour leaving Egypt. So that means we only had it not that long connecting anyway. I think an hour and 45, which is like, would have been fine.
Yeah.
But then it gave us only 45 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
So by the time we landed at 7:45 and the bag drop closed at 8:20. We'd changed terminals as well. So by the time they got the stairs onto the plane, then there was a bus and the bus was the longest bus I've ever seen in my whole life. They had to fill that before that could leave. Then getting through there, getting passport, getting our bags, getting to the other terminal. We got there at 25 to, so we missed the bag drop by 15 minutes. I thought they might still let us, but we would have had to run through anyway. We didn't let us. So
no.
We had to book. We had booked our new flight before we even left. We thought we'd not make it. And thankfully we did because the flight went up by €250 if we had waited. So thank God we didn't. And booked it. Then booked a hotel near the airport, €100
grand
between or 50 each, and went over dinner right across the road. Lovely. Got a few glasses of wine, pizza,
lovely.
And then they kept bringing us out limoncello.
I love that. I like that.
It's disgusting.
No,
I hate it. Ruined that day. That was made. I do. It was disgusting.
I mean, you were just speaking German.
Yeah, like Lara couldn't believe. I think she thought I was lying when I said I speak German. She was like, "What? You're really sweet." I was like, "Yeah."
So you were just ordering everything and chatting and all.
Yeah, but then someone started talking to me in English, and then he was like, "I thought your accent, like that's why I spoke English to you." I was like, "No, I can speak German."
No way.
Yeah. So it was good, but then no one cared about us, and we just missed our flight. No one had any sympathy.
Did they not?
No, not that they should, but
yeah,
I felt hard done by no one but myself.
Yeah.
Oh, and Air Cairo or Egypt Air Cairo, whatever. I didn't know that even existed.
Mm.
So when we got on, I was like, this feels like so dodgy. Like, because you know, you always hear like plane stories, but it's always airlines you don't know.
Yeah, that you've never heard of
this airline in my life. And I sat on it, basically booted onto the plane. I was like, hello. And like, just look at grand. Then we got, our seats got changed. We went to sit together. We paid to sit together in the row, the fifth row. So we run off.
Mm.
Our seats got changed to the back of the plane, like random seats, not even beside each other. So we were saying about that. And your mum was like, oh, the stewardess was like, no, we don't know. Like, we don't have the stuff on board here to check and all this. I was like, oh my God, I can't come. Anyway, we got two seats together in the end. Then they were cash only flight.
What?
Which is dodgy as well.
That's unheard of.
That's unheard of. It's only ever card these days.
Yeah.
So it was fine anyway. The takeoff was extremely bumpy. I was dead. Then I slept for a little bit and then it was only 4 hours. But then landed in Frankfurt so late.
Fuck me.
Yeah. That was all though.
That's a trek, isn't it?
Egypt was a ball.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
How hot was it over there?
Too hot. I think I'd go in August again. 35 degrees. And even at night time, it doesn't even cool down.
No.
You are still...
That dead heat, like...
Dead, like sweating in night time. Like, no, it's not nice.
No.
No, but it's a lovely place, but not in August. April was much nicer.
Yeah.
April and May, I'd say.
It was doable then.
Yeah,
like,
but there's no direct flights.
So weird.
It's not ideal. That's why last time we missed the flight as well. But like, it's not even that far away. If we flew from Dublin, it'd be about 5.5, 6 hours.
Okay.
But like, Ryanair and I'll fly to Greece. I'm like, why don't they just fly a bit?
just take a little just a little turn.
There's
then.
Never any Irish people like in Egypt. I've never met one Irish person.
Have you not?
No, there's English, Italian, Russian. That's the main places, but yeah,
start a petition there.
Honestly.
Seriously.
Honestly, Ryanair to fly to Egypt. What have you been doing this last week?
What have I been doing? I signed up for a PT. Yes. I did. It's time.
Yeah. And is that major online and you'll have to go in yourself and do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Scared.
That's nice. That's a nice you time though to have. Like yeah. Just put headphones in, world out.
I'm just looking forward to like somebody there holding me accountable.
Yeah.
Because like how, like let's be real, Sarah, for how many months have I constantly been complaining about myself but not actually doing anything about it? Like I think if I complain about the way I am, I'm just going to wake up and be like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sorry, love, doesn't work like that. Do you know what I mean? So, and it's not even to be skinny. I'm not expecting miracles. I'm not like.
Do you ever feel like as well when you're not, I feel like when I'm not feeling good to myself, I would like sabotage myself to feel worse.
Oh my God, I'm
feel so horrible. Yeah. I'm going to order Domino's.
Yeah, I'm eating rings around myself because I feel shit.
Yeah,
I'd
be the exact same.
I think I'm an emotional eater.
I think so too. I used to not be.
No, I definitely am.
Now I'm the opposite.
No, yeah. I definitely am.
Only when I'm heartbroken do I not
diet.
Eat. Yeah, that's when you, but then great. When I'm
ever break up with me, but like also I could get skinny. Yeah.
That would just give me 2 weeks.
And come back then.
Honestly.
But
I think I'm the opposite now where I eat if I'm sad or anxious or whatever else.
I eat out of boredom as well, I know I do. And like, Jesus, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with eating.
No.
It's just what I'm eating. I'm not
reaching for the goods.
We went to two different curry shops the other night. That's a problem.
What do you mean?
Like two different Chinese's because we only like one. We like the specific rice out of the BQ.
Oh, that's not bad.
So like,
but you're not. It's not like you're getting two whole different Chinese.
Did you not see the size of my plate?
It looked delicious.
And when I tell you, I polished that plate off.
It looked unreal.
Like polished it, not a bother on me. And like Graham would stop eating and all, and I'd still be there horsing it into me. And
yeah, I'm like I can't leave something like
I can't.
Now unless I'm physically gonna get sick. But like,
yeah, I'd never stuff myself to the point of being sick.
I think
I'm like
I hate something sitting there and me not eating it.
I'm like,
I love cold food, so I'll eat that an hour later.
Cold pizza.
I'll eat anything cold.
I need to stop.
I'll let stuff go and I'm starving. But like we said, there's nothing wrong with
eating.
But I feel like I unnecessarily will eat things that I'm not even hungry.
I just want
to. I don't listen to my body. I just listen to my
belly.
For you page.
Yeah.
Whatever comes up, like I need that right now.
I just want to make healthier choices.
Yeah.
And just. It's just to be healthier. And if I lose a few pounds in the process, brilliant. That's a bonus kind of thing. But
I saw actually, do you know Steve in the podcast? He does Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
He held a real human brain and he put up a post about it. Yeah, I know. I know how I feel about that. He was like, it felt, I don't know what he said, it felt squishy or something. But he was like, he treats himself so differently after feeling it because he's like, all his emotions, his habits, his thoughts are in this like tiny little thing. And like everything we do that's bad, like affects that negatively. Do you know what I mean? Because there's like bad Excuse stuff me. That's bad for your brain.
Yeah.
Like alcohol and stuff isn't good. Like all bad, like bad things. So like he feels like since he held that, he feels differently.
Jody said that the main thing is alcohol. Like, cut out alcohol.
Not even for calorie wise, but like it actually has such a domino effect. I feel like my energy levels are just gone when
I'm after I drink. For like a week.
But for days. Yeah. You're not the same.
For a week.
Yeah.
And then when I'm hungover, I'm obviously going to eat shite. Obviously.
And then when you're tired, which you wouldn't really sleep if you're drinking, you don't sleep as well because your body doesn't go into a rest.
Your sleep is
disturbed.
Yeah.
And then when you don't sleep enough, you're more prone to like eating more because this hormone goes up
and you're more
impulsive and wanting to like, and you're actually hungry. So it's all a domino.
Like
we need to get like a health person on here maybe.
I just want a routine. And like
I
said the other day, I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm knocking the alcohol. Like I'm just going to. I can't do that. I need to be realistic with myself as well. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not a sense that I'm like drinking fucking five nights a week. No, that's not a thing.
No.
Like, but
you don't drink that often anyway.
There's been a few heavy days there now.
No, but it's summer. Like, summer's like a weekend.
It's just like an excuse. I just want to, like, if I'm having a few drinks, not feel bad about it, but maybe make a decision to maybe.
The next day you'll.
Yeah, or maybe just not drink as much. Or if I am drinking something, drink something that isn't. As heavy as something else, or like, do you know what I mean? Like, don't necessarily go drinking on a Saturday night. Like, I want to have a life, but I just need balance. That's what I need, and it's what I don't have at the minute.
Yeah.
And I was saying to my mom, I was like, "Mom, also in a healthy relationship too, like that." And she was like, "Shut the fuck up! Stop using that as an excuse." I was like, "No, but like, come on, let's be real. When you get with someone, you're going for food all the time, that's what we do. Do you know
yeah.
I mean? So
no, it's just like a bonding time, yeah. isn't it?
I was like, stop blaming me. I was like,
but it is man's fault.
Come on now. It is. Blame honestly, for everything. Yeah.
Actually, since Dan, I come home.
Like,
yeah.
And Dan was home.
He's home.
He's home, everyone.
I feel weird that, like, he's been home for so long that I'm not, yeah. hasn't really registered for me that he's, like, not going
he's
back.
He's staying home now.
You know what I mean, yeah, no more long distance.
What, well, what happened to all his stuff? Did you bring all that home anyway?
I brought home anyway. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's out of that apartment anyway, so. Yeah. Yeah, he's home.
Well.
Weird.
Until he doesn't know?
Well, his contract is up until January.
Okay.
So, who knows? We could end up staying, depending. We don't know, but.
Wow.
Yeah, I think aww. That's why as well. Because it's not that long, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but. Either way, like, it'll be fine.
Oh, he's home and for Christmas now.
Yeah, I know.
Born.
I know, and he has, like...
Didn't he play a match last Christmas Day? I remember you telling me he was, like, he's playing Christmas Day. Like,
no, Stephen's Day.
Was it?
He couldn't come home because there's no flights on Christmas to come back. So we'll be off for New Year's. His day's off in November, like, a week off. We can go away.
Oh, I'm buzzing for you.
Like, yeah, we can actually do things.
Oh, yay! I'm happy for you.
So I'm delighted. That's nice. We've had a few celebrity breakups, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of relationships. Mm. Molly Mae and Tommy.
What the heck? I saw someone debunking their posts.
Yeah, they both used the same.
The two of them both wore white. The two of them both used a white heart emoji at the end of their thing. They were both looking down at the ground. It was both like...
I feel like Tommy just copied her.
Do you reckon?
I don't think... They're hardly back together, are they?
No.
No.
She's coming out with something on the 1st of September, apparently. Tomorrow or the day.
I don't think she'd be as quick coming back to social media.
Yeah, I didn't
I thought she'd take like a long time.
Did you see people giving her
not
flowers
that, not
in the
I
street?
I think she should have, but I just think that... I thought in my head she'd be gone for months. Like, but flowers, really?
Yeah, people are giving her flowers in the street. We mentioned this on the podcast before about, like, let's take Molly and Tommy, for instance. Mm. I want to know what happened. Remember we said we were like...
I know.
We came up with that rule.
And we're like, how can anyone...
Yeah, yeah. We came up with a rule to say, now, if it was us, don't ask us. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, Molly and Tommy, come on.
Everyone should have to tell.
I feel like...
I don't think we'll ever... Like,
no, I was going to say, it's one of those things we'll never... Unless you're literally... Unless you know Molly personally or Tommy or whatever,
but
you'll never know.
Right, it sounded like it was something bad, the way she worded.
Yes.
But to be honest, I wasn't all that shocked. Like, I was.
Really?
I wasn't.
I was.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like, remember like interviews with her when she was, I think she was pregnant or else maybe the baby was just born. But she's like, oh, he's just not around. Like, other couples get to, like, go baby shopping and he's in camp and all. Like,
but see, I feel like they're resurfacing now because they're broken up. Whereas at the time when that was said, it wasn't that much of a big deal because they were still together. Do you know what I mean?
At the time, though, I was like, I feel really sad for her. Like,
oh, I didn't really know. So.
Yeah.
He was boxing, he was away.
But it just goes to show.
Madness.
Yeah.
Like.
Because, like, literally a few days before they were posting each other and stuff.
Mm.
And see her dad coming over with her.
Ah, stop.
So
I can't.
And then she's getting papped all the time now. I feel really bad for her. Horrible.
Like, I wonder, will they get back together? Will they get other girlfriends and boyfriends? So sad.
I know.
Wishing them all the best from Hold My Drink.
No, I know, literally. As if you'll ever hear.
Yeah, if you hear this, girl, we're with you.
Yeah.
Good God.
Oh, it's just so hard when it's so public.
Mm.
But then I look at them and I'm like, they were so cute together, obviously, but I feel like she was, like, it was her making everything cute. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone said that.
Do you know what
she
I mean?
She owns that house. £3 million pound house or something. Yeah. It's her house.
Why?
Don't know.
It's unreal.
Fucking massive.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
And then we have Ben Affleck and Jada broke up as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really know them as a couple as much, but.
I didn't know them years ago. It was only that they got back together. But I heard this morning, I was listening to it on TikTok saying that they didn't do a prenup, but they're trying to split amicably.
Is a prenup the one where you did?
So it's like Freddie in Love is Blind was saying to Catherine, how would you feel about me signing a prenup?
Okay, yeah.
So if you break up...
They get half your shit.
No, a prenup means they don't get anything.
Don't get your...
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. So a lot of people think of it like...
They're covering their arse. Like.
Yeah, are you already either thinking that far ahead or like...
Oh, I think that's...
You can look at it from both
yeah,
sides.
I'd love to hear some of people's experiences where they're like... Where I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Because at the moment, I can't see that right now.
Of a prenup?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I do not want them to get anything.
I know.
If I suppose that with...
See, but imagine...
But then it's like, do they think they're only in it for the money and that's why they do it then?
See?
In case they divorce and take everything.
There's so many different angles of looking at it. And like, okay, what if you divorced or whatever, but like it was a cheating divorce? Is your cheating partner getting half your stuff then?
Yeah.
What? See? There's so many ways of looking at it. Mad.
That is, yeah.
Like, do you have to sign it? Can you just not sign one?
Yeah. You can just not do one.
Yeah, you don't have to do one.
No. That's like optional. Like, but then I'm like, yeah, that's... I don't know. I'd love to. I feel like there's definitely excuses where it's valid, but I just can't. I don't know anyone that's had one.
No.
Is it probably her, like, really rich people? Probably.
Yeah. Billionaire.
We want prenups.
Yeah.
What is it, Kanye West?
Yep.
I think the one that did it for me, though, was Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens. That was like.
I wasn't really a high school girl.
I love.
No.
I breathed high school. And Camp Rock.
No, was never a Camp Rock person. I was too old.
The Jonas Brothers.
And I also didn't have Disney Channel.
Oh.
What we?
I think I watched it on RT or something.
Did you?
I had Camp Rock a few, like when I was a little bit, Disney when I was a little bit older then.
No, we had no channels in our house. Are you mad? We had no boxes, no chat. We had the satellite.
Like legal or something.
The satellite telly, that was what we had. And if we wanted to watch something on Sky, we went up to our friend's house up the road to watch it. We had none of those cool channels.
I was allowed to watch only half an hour of TV a day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why?
So, my reel.
That was good.
And I only had it only allowed for sweets on a Friday.
Oh, I like that. I can't remember my childhood.
Only one little chocolate bar. I sound like I was deprived.
Yeah. I can't remember what I did. I'd say by the time Jack rolled along.
Yeah.
After when three kids, my mom was like, fuck this.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Do what you
Here's
want.
A chocolate. Yeah. Watch the
Take it. This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. Yeah. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. We want to talk about girl code today.
Mm-hmm.
So this stems from TikTok drama. If you're not on the side of TikTok, I'm going to explain quickly what it is. So Hallie Kate McGuckin and Sophia LaCourte. So Hallie is currently with a guy called Reed.
Yes.
Okay. But they have had a breakup. So they broke up in 2023. They broke up. This guy is like not like their big influences. He's not like known. He's just like a regular guy. So she wouldn't have known. Sophia wouldn't have known of him if it wasn't for Hallie.
Okay.
So Hallie and Reed broke up. And then in December 23, Sophia was reportedly spotted dating Hallie's then ex-boyfriend, Reed Williams, who she'd broken up with just 3 weeks earlier.
Okay.
So yeah, December 23, they broke up.
Yeah.
Now, the relationship between these two girls is they're both in the influencing community.
Yeah.
Both influencers in New York. So it's basically like us and someone that we... Like, people we meet at events, you wouldn't call everyone friends.
Yeah, I'm trying,
Most people you wouldn't call. Like, a friend is someone that you'd go to with
a problem or,
There's very
that you just randomly text.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That you talked outside of that setting.
Mm.
But they met, like, I think Hallie said it was 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be chatting at these events. Like,
one of them called them friends and one of them said we're acquaintances.
Yeah. So Hallie called her a friend and said she left her purse in her house and stuff like that. But then Sophia was like, no, it was my goodie bag from an event. It wasn't my purse.
She was
at an event. So I don't know what, maybe things have been told differently either side. But Hallie then confirmed months later that she and Reed had gotten back together again. And now it's, what month are we? August 24.
Mm-hmm.
And now Sophia is coming out and being like,
talking about their first
time
date.
About how, so it's a 3-part story time. It's Sophia LaCourte, if you want to watch it. 3-part story time of how she nearly got cancelled by a girl she barely knew.
Okay.
But she was obviously, she said Hallie in the thing.
She's talking about
Hallie. And talking about her ex-boyfriend and said she went on a date with him. She's like, he was so funny. Like, we kissed.
The
like,
way he kissed me. He grabbed me. And like, what?
And that's why we wanted to talk about girl code, because it's interesting as well because we're in that space as well. Like, I think of people at events, I'm like, if someone, me and Dana broke up, someone got with him, like, what is anyone ever off limits?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel like anyone that I was, I wouldn't actually even care if anyone.
See, do you know what I mean? There's such a way to go about it. Like, if you genuinely don't give a flying fuck about your ex, I would genuinely say to my friends, work away.
But I also think it's a bit, it's not even that I care about them, but like, would you feel a bit weirded out by like your friend wanting that? Especially if they were like not nice or something.
I think it depends on how far away the ex was, kind of thing.
Yeah, and like maybe how it ended.
Yeah.
Because I'm real bitter and all, then you have to hang around.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want your ex hanging around.
Like, wait, did my ex fancy my friend the whole time? He's now trying to go. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like,
if they really were in love, I'd be like, it's fine.
Work away.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I remember actually I heard something ages ago of someone that I know of talking to someone that I know. And they were like, oh, they were talking about me. Someone's like, I brought up a conversation. She was like, Charlene hates me. And then my friend, whoever told me, was like, why? She's like, I got with her ex-boyfriend. I didn't even know she'd got my ex-boyfriend. That was my first time hearing that piece of information.
What?
It's so weird.
And was this a recent ex?
No, recent enough. Like, yeah. But like, I was like, what? I don't know. People just make things up.
Now I know
the information. I definitely don't hate you over that. Like especially someone I'm not friends with. I'm like, you can't like not like someone over that. As much as like maybe if it's very close together, but these are broken up, like, and the person you don't really know. It's different with these. These are like our space is like a work space.
Yeah.
It's different, like, but I don't know. Especially when it's someone who's like, what your exes are hard about is like people you know from around the area.
Yeah.
Or like school.
Dublin is also so small. You're bound to know somebody who's gotten with your ex.
Yeah.
100%. And you're going to be that person one day as well. You're going to end up getting with someone probably who is someone's ex.
Like, yeah.
At the end of the day, the age of us now, especially, I think it's very hard to find somebody who either doesn't have an ex or isn't an ex themselves.
Oh, God. You know, yeah.
That's
everyone
impossible.
Is.
Like,
No.
I feel like it's just one of those things as you get older to be like, You can't not think that is never going to happen.
I know.
It's just like, oh.
I just feel like I'm just not like...
I don't care.
Yeah, I'd never hold that against anyone.
No,
ever.
I think if you care...
Then you still...
You're still holding something for that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely been in touch with people over exes, but it's been because they might have been telling me one thing and someone else another. Shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's never been like...
Fighting someone over.
No,
like,
ratty over.
No,
like,
no. But I think this situation is definitely, she can be annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
I think because she was telling Sophia about the breakup, like upset, they'd only broken up. And then she went on a date 3 weeks later. I just think that's
different. Yeah.
Out of like, order.
How can you do that?
And to pick out all the men in New York to get this one guy who she only knows through him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they were not in the same circles anyway. And then, even worse than that, to do the date, whatever, to go on it. Then they get back together. And then to bring it up months later.
To wait for them to get back together, to post the story.
To wait for their happy, like, wait till they're, like, a bit settled back in together. And then post it. Like, that is fucking brutal.
I saw a TikTok and it was this girl and she was just doing her makeup or something. She was like, girls, I'm going to tell you the rule. And she was doing her makeup or doing something. And she was like, you never talk about the way he kissed you. And she just kept repeating, like, you never talk about the way he kissed you.
Yeah.
You never talk about the way he kissed you when he's in a happy relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
To come on this many months later to do that, weird.
It's given like bitter or something.
But like, why bring it up? That I think that's strange.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd be scared. I'd never mention it.
Same. No, same.
I just never ever say it.
Imagine going on.
Oh, they're back happy together. I'm going to come on now and like start talking about it.
And say how he kissed me and all. Like,
why?
Like, I'd be pink.
Mortified.
It's like that song. Have you heard the new song, Sabrina Carpenter song?
Apparently it's about Camila Cabello, is it?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that drama too.
Apparently she's...
I watch all this
in
the shower.
She was with Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
But you see, in the music video, it's Jenna Ortega playing, like, well, what we are saying maybe is could be Camila. And she is wearing like a purple outfit and Camila wore like purple outfit to, I think, the Met Gala or something like that. Or some event. And people were like, oh my God, it's the same vibe.
Drama.
So we obviously talked about how we feel if a friend dated our exes.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly fine. I don't know if I'm like,
let's put ourselves in this situation.
Okay. Okay. So someone comes to
Charlene.
Me. Yeah.
Would you like to get
I actually know if someone, well, she would be kind of a friend that you get with an ex before.
Of yours or mine?
Mine.
Yours?
Mine, yeah.
And how'd you feel about it?
I had nothing.
Yeah, see.
Like, it's grand.
I genuinely wouldn't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
I would not care.
I think yeah.
The only thing that would ever make me or would have ever made me feel weird about somebody I know potentially being with an ex is, like I said, if it turns into a triangle. One of those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But if it's years on, you're not with them, like, or
then also, I'm
who
like,
cares?
But also, imagine they got with someone who, like, really hurt you or, like, did you wrong. I'd be kind of like, why would you, if you're my friend, especially a close friend, why would you, like, want to associate with someone and be with someone who, like, you seen how upset, like, someone who sat with you if you were crying or, like, went through the breakup with you and then they're fucking with the person that you cried over to?
Someone who knew.
Yeah.
The ins and outs. Yeah. But I think if it's an acquaintance who doesn't know the ins and outs, all you can say is,
yeah, maybe it will sting, or like maybe people would find it shit. But I think it's different when you're in a relationship as well. I think if you're single, it might sting.
Do you think?
Maybe a little bit, because then you're like,
oh, yeah,
yeah, because you kind of lose, not that you lose the friends, but you a little bit. I would
find it awkward,
yeah, a little bit awkward.
That's only human for that to happen.
Oh, actually, so Sophia got a lot of hate after Hallie's videos, a lot of it from girls. Isn't trolling someone online like breaking girl code too?
I think girls should support girls online.
Yeah.
Why are we sometimes the first to jump down each other's throats?
Yeah. I think as much as Sophia's videos have rattled a lot of people, it still doesn't give
you the right to
be nasty.
Yeah.
Like, you can have your opinion of, like, if you can comment something that you think was wrong, blah, blah, blah. But, like, when people get nasty with it and start bringing in looks or bringing in things about them, like, rather than just their...
what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think then that is... yeah, I suppose.
Like, for her... to post that video, I think people, it's like anything on the internet, we all have opinions and everyone's entitled to opinions. In her opinion, it was right for her to post that video.
Yeah.
So people are entitled to tell her maybe this wasn't the best way of doing it, you're coming across this way like that. But like you said, if they start like insulting her as a person or like
her
then looks,
then that's then crossing it's like, the line. Yeah.
You're nearly stooping to how low you thought the video was.
Was, exactly. Yeah. And it's not actually supporting anyone then. No. You're actually just being mean.
A bitch.
Okay, disease break girl code too. So, posting a picture where you look unreal but your friend looks crap. Yeah. Unless you showed him, then like, it's grand.
Well, you didn't look crap, but your eyes were closed. And, like,
My eyes were closed. I was
great in that though.
At least one or two eyes were closed the whole
time. Literally, there was multiple. Your eyes shut closed.
No, like, it was not one.
I look great. Take one for the team.
No, I don't think you even show. I commented going, love where my eyes were open. And this one.
No, I don't.
No, but that was different. It wasn't like silly, I looked weird. I was just my eyes were closed.
Yeah, that's weird silly. Thing. But I feel like it's just girl code anyway. And like we do it. If we get a picture of the two of us will look at it and be like, oh no, I don't like that. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'd never post something of someone
that they didn't want.
That they've never seen them for themselves.
Yeah.
Or if they've never seen the picture, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not telling a girl if you know her boyfriend cheated.
We've had dilemmas in like this haven't we?
Yeah,
people know and they don't, if it's like their boyfriend's friend's girlfriend or something and like what line that is, but
I'm afraid to answer it now because I forget what I said last time.
I can't remember what we said either last time.
Mm.
I think we said to say to the boyfriend to...
that you know. You want to tell her before I tell her kind of thing.
I can't remember.
Is that what we said?
Because she didn't know whether to like stick with her because her boyfriend didn't want her to say it and she watched, but she felt morally right to say it.
Like,
I feel like
this is circumstantial.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
As in like how...
closure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like obviously if it's your best friend, you're going to be like...
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah. Or someone you'd feel comfortable telling, but if it's some
person out, like someone who knows someone kind of thing, like is that your place to say?
That's what I mean. I always would hope, I don't know, I'd hope that someone closer to them would tell them.
Yeah.
Before you'd have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If someone else knew.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Is that bad?
No. Everyone has so many different opinions.
Everyone has a line of like who they would
tell.
But it's not about you're protecting the person. It's more like, I don't know.
Mm.
It's a tough one.
Sticky one.
Yeah. Staying friends with someone your best friend had a falling out with.
This probably happens a lot more commonly than you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put
depends how bad the falling out was.
Yeah, or what happened. Or I'm trying to think, like, am I friends with someone that someone else is friends with?
Same. I don't think I am. We're too loyal.
And you'd have to be saying, like, stop, they're grand or something.
Yeah,
like
that. I know.
I just keep thinking of myself being like, will you stop? Like,
they're fine.
Yeah.
I definitely friends people who don't love each other, or like don't, like, do you know what I mean? Who weren't like, you don't get on.
Oh yeah.
Not people who have actual fights. But like some people just butt heads and that's just going to happen. So I definitely yeah, heard like that. But it wouldn't, that's not a reason not to, for me not to be friends with them just because they butt heads. It's not like a big blowout happened.
Yeah.
Just they that, just, if they were put in a room,
they're two different people. They don't
well, not
click.
They don't mesh.
Yeah, yeah. They don't yeah. click.
But I don't know, is staying friends with someone your best friend if they had a fall out, is that breaking girl code? Again, I think it's what they've done.
Circumstantial. Yeah. If they just genuinely don't get along as people, I think you're allowed to be friends with both.
Yeah, I think so.
Like if they're just two different personalities that don't click, yeah. that's fine. If you manage to find a way to click with one and the other separately. Yeah.
But if she got with your best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, if she, I don't know.
I'd hope that you'd not be
kicked friends. Your dog or something. Like, yeah. Not the dog. No way. If your friend doesn't tell you you have a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh.
For example, took skirt into tights or tag sticking out or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd tell them. I'd tell a stranger if I saw that.
Yeah, someone told me the other day in the airport. Yeah. She goes, sorry, your top's on back front. I was like, yeah. Oh, girl.
See?
Thank you very much.
I would. Or yeah. if I saw someone with tags. I'm sorry, tag
yeah.
hanging out.
Yeah. They're never going to be like, but sometimes I get paroled. They're going to be like, slap me in the face or something.
Or imagine, yeah, I was bringing it back in a while. Shut
yeah, I know.
No.
No, they wouldn't though. But yeah, I think that's, especially your friend should definitely tell. If they see that and they don't tell you, that's sabotage and that is breaking girl codes.
Yeah.
Definitely. These are listener replies we got in. So we asked about people's girl codes and any opinions or questions they had. So should your friends give you an ultimatum? Him or us if they don't like your fella?
Ooh.
No. I think if that, unless that fella is done, I don't know. I don't think it's fair to give people ultimatums in a lot of situations. Like it's very, a lot of pressure.
In life.
To have like, to lose someone either way, do you know?
Yeah. Why should you have to pick between the two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think no. But why don't they like him? Like, yeah. You need to tell us. I don't know.
There needs to
but
be
I
more
think even
to
if I'm, okay, worst case scenario, he's after cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the friends are probably trying to be helpful here, but like, that's probably going to push her more towards him.
Yeah. You trying to say, stay away from him.
Yeah. Or yeah. If she ends up picking news, then she'll probably end up going back to him or like on the slide yeah. with him. Like, I just think that is not a good way of doing things, but please let us know what that is so we can actually assess that situation.
Mm-hmm. Exes are off limit, so messy and never ends well. I think it's
circumstantial.
Yeah, and hard.
I think because people could be listening to being like, oh my God, I can't imagine my ex ever being with someone, like, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you put it, my exes, I'm like, take them.
But when you could put it into context of like, us two now,
yeah,
me getting with your ex and you getting with mine, like shit, like shit like that. Obviously yeah. never, like,
yeah.
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not coming from a place of either of us telling each other that. It's just that, like,
You just wouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
A situation wouldn't arise.
Yeah.
That's happened.
But I feel like you're going to come across things maybe that, like, years ago, I don't know, your friend might have been kissing your fella then.
Yeah.
Or
like,
shit like that. That it's just
meeting.
Hard to.
Don't used to say
yeah,
meeting.
Like, you're meeting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to not come across that sometimes.
Yeah. Defend your friend if people are talking about her when she's not there. That yeah. is girl codes.
I would absolutely
yeah.
jump down someone's throat if they were sitting in front of me bitching
yeah.
about you.
Yeah.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
So I think it shows a lot about you if you can sit in a room full of people letting them bitch about your friend when they all know that you are friends and she just sits there and says nothing.
Yeah. People always say as well, it's...
What's that saying?
If people feel like they can do that, it's not good. Do you get me?
Oh, yeah.
If people feel like I feel okay doing this around the person that they know is close. Like,
there's a saying about that. I must try and find it. Post that on the page, maybe.
Yeah. Is it that? Is it that if
something about like
if people can sit in a room?
It says a lot more. Yeah, it says a lot about a person if they can sit in a room, your name is mentioned and not saying it.
Not say it and back.
Yeah. Like that. That's definitely fucking not yeah. what it is. But yeah. You know.
If you find out the guy you've been with has a GF, tell him and don't let her waste her time. The fella you've been with
has a girlfriend.
Oh. Tell him.
No, tell her maybe.
Oh, is that what she means?
Probably. Tell her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Surely, like.
But you need, like, solid
proof
that they're actually together. Mm. There's these people that are on and off all the time.
Yeah, true.
And people get stuck in the middle, or not in the middle, but, like, stuck in the in-between stages.
Yeah, of the stage being like, well, we weren't actually together. Like Ross and Rachel, we were on a break.
But, yeah. And sometimes you'll text and they won't reply.
Yeah.
Do you know? Well, at least you tried.
Yeah, at least you did your part.
I did, yeah.
Kind of
we
thing.
We do our part.
Yeah.
And then that's all you can do.
You can give yourself a pat on the
back.
But
you can say, yeah, because I think it all comes down to, people can tell you girl code and we can sit here and tell you what you shouldn't do, but it comes down to how you feel about things.
Yeah.
If you feel the need to I feel like it's always what you'll feel in your bones, like, I need to tell someone this, or like this and that. But if there's a feeling where you shouldn't,
yeah,
like, I think it's your gut telling you things,
yeah,
what you should do.
It's a personal thing. You can decide what you should rather do or not.
Yeah.
If you've dated a boy for more than 3 months, he's off limits. But if you've only kissed or slept together, it's not breaking girl code to go out with him.
Ooh. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think, because we were saying about our exes, but that's grand for us. But like,
oh, right.
This is someone that they only kissed, someone only kissed or slept with.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
No one that I would have kissed or been with that I'm like.
I love that we love the 3 month mark.
Yeah.
That's just a girl thing, that's, I think. Girl. Is it?
3 months, just like.
I love it.
I don't even know when that popped into my brain, but it's just a.
The 3 month mark.
Yeah. We go together, we leave together. It's a nice girl code.
That's nice.
If you're going somewhere.
Ah, yeah. I'd never leave someone on their own.
Yeah. Yeah, it was her horror stories and all of that.
I'd never leave someone on their own.
Yeah.
If I only went with one of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't leave it over.
Oh.
But if I went out and we all ended up together with everyone and then.
Or someone wants to go home. I'm always like, guys, I'll be fine.
Well, I'm going. if your friend is struggling to find more friends, introduce her to your friends. I love that.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
Because there is always different groups.
Yeah.
From every different, like, school, college.
Yeah.
Random friends.
Do you want to do Secrets from the Stall, girls?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, we always want to help you with any kind of advice that you need, kind of like conversations you have with the gals in the bathroom or nightclub. They'll tell you things you need to hear and share their secrets and advice and just give you the real talk. So that's why this segment is called Secrets from the Stalls. You can send yours in at homeidrinkergirloutnow.com. That's our email address. And this is the first one. So, hi, Charlie and Ellie. I'm 23 and I've been with my boyfriend who was 25 for almost a year. We recently moved in together but have been overshadowed a bit because he just told me he was a bit bored of our sex life. This surprised me as we haven't been together that long and we've spent some time apart doing long distance at the very beginning, so we weren't having that much sex at the start. He suggested that lingerie would spice things up a bit, but I'm not sure. I've never worn it before, and to be honest, I've never really considered it. Also, I'm not the most confident girl. I'm having some body image issues that I'm trying to work through. I'm not completely against the idea of lingerie, but now it doesn't feel like the right time. This will sound silly, but recently I've taken issue with my legs and my thighs after a random remark about them from someone I used to know. My confidence has been knocked a bit. My question is, how do you know when the right time is to start experimenting with lingerie? And is there even a right time? How far into a relationship should you start wearing it? My biggest fear is that I'll look ridiculous in it or that he won't find me attractive. Would love to know your thoughts on lingerie and advice for someone who's never worn them before. On a final note, I'm also wondering if the relationship is even right if he's already bored of sex. Thanks, birds. Aw. Also, that's not silly to, if someone says a random remark, to then be conscious of or something.
No, that's not silly at all.
Because it literally sticks in your head.
I still remember what that boy said to me on the 151 going to the roller when he slagged my legs.
Yeah.
And I was 13 or something.
What did he say again?
He was like, state your legs. Because I dry shave.
Yeah, you shave. Yeah,
and put tan on. Oh. And I still remember, I physically remember the feeling that I felt sitting there.
It's like horrible.
Yeah.
And little nits, little boys.
Little fucker, like.
Little fucks.
Shut up.
Honestly. But yeah, that's not silly at all to feel like that.
No.
I feel like, no.
Why is he saying he's bored of sex?
Yeah, that's a fucking issue.
There's a way of going about, like, he could have, like, approached that situation very differently if that's how he felt. Like, yes, you're both entitled to how you feel, but, like, maybe he should have come at it at a different angle with, like, fancy spicing things.
Or getting me a cell lingerie or something.
Yeah.
There's ways and means to go about things.
Yes.
And he just did not do it the right way.
Because
I feel like, if
someone said to me, I'm bored of sex, I'd be like,
that's a really hurtful thing to say. Really confidence knocker.
Oh.
Hit me when I'm down. Like
seriously.
Already, do you know? I feel like that's definitely the wider issue, like, instead of the lingerie. Because I'm like, then if you wear lingerie, does he get bored of that eventually? Like,
is he just
going to keep.
How far is he going to go?
Yeah, or how far, like, is it. Yeah, like you said, is it a problem with, not you, but the relationship in general?
Mm.
Like, or him?
Is it right?
It's obviously a him problem.
It's nothing
to do with you.
No.
But like,
what does he want you to be doing, fucking somersaults in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Away? I'm not here to entertain.
You know what I mean? Like, and how long will that keep him entertained for whatever he's saying? Or like,
sex is mutually.
It's something you do with someone you love.
Yes.
And
a beautiful thing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Can be nasty sometimes. I was going to say hock to but that's disgusting.
Ellie.
I'm sorry, mom, I swear. La, 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 la.
Never have had sex in my life.
Never, ever have sex.
Isn't it mad that everyone has sex?
It's freaky. It makes me sick. Stop. Yes, I start thinking of random people that I don't ever want to think of having sex.
No, I know.
Like when I tell my dad, like eventually, we were only talking about, like when I have to tell my dad, we were talking about Aunt Olivia that I'm pregnant. Like,
he's
going to know I had sex.
No, I know.
I'm going to be disgusted.
Yeah, I know.
I won't be able to.
I know. I won't be well.
He'll say, "Where? How? Immaculate conception, Dad." I don't.
We kissed on the lips and made babies.
A stork came down from the sky. I don't know, Dad. Yeah, I think this is. I don't like him. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it.
Same. I don't like him. Either.
Fuck him.
I don't want you doing something that just is for him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like he's request. Like, I don't know. I feel like.
Because he's bored. Yeah. You have to go out then and you have to get lingerie and you have to entertain him. What are your needs? Like, what if you were finding it a bit shit in the sack? Like,
I know. But you wouldn't say it like that.
No, yeah.
Just do it if you want. Like, if you want to wear lingerie, do it because you want it, not because of him. Don't feel like, don't put something on and wear it. And if you feel, I don't mean not comfortable in your body, but not comfortable in like the fact of the
of doing it,
why you're wearing it. Do you know what I mean? If you put that on and you're like, I'm literally wearing this because my boyfriend says he's bored of sex. Like, that's a horrible. That's not a nice way to introduce something new.
Lingerie is to make you feel good as well.
There's nothing better
than putting on lingerie and you feeling sexy, which then your partner sees that you feel sexy. That makes him feel sexy.
And, then you feel confident.
Yeah. He, like, you're not just to put on lingerie to stand there for your fella to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No. Yeah, and you don't want to put on and be
like, I feel like a piece of meat. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's not nice.
No. Yeah, it should be a thing where it's like,
for both.
I'd always rather do it off my own back rather than someone telling me.
You.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to put it on then.
Yeah.
I'm real stubborn like that. I'm like, no.
I'm not a massive lingerie head anyway.
Really?
I'm a fluffy PJ kind of girl.
I like it. I wouldn't be.
No, I wouldn't just randomly on a Tuesday.
I wouldn't be wearing it. I have
the
worst thing is that. I love the ones. They're not.
Thick ones.
Oh, I love the ones. And everyone, it was a Jasmine Green slagging me and I beat it for wearing.
Oh, your little frilly ones.
The scalloped edge. The scalloped edge. I love them. They're for pennies. No, and they're seat. Frilly ones. They're like that nice soft material.
Yeah.
And they're just so breathable.
Feel like
breathable. You mean? Yeah.
I wouldn't randomly on a Tuesday be having
I wish I was the kind of girl who could
lingerie like, set on.
I wish I could wear them underneath clothes. So. Because I do feel like you'd feel
comfy, like.
Some of them are. The lounge ones are.
I got cut out ones before that were like.
No, well, not that.
Cut out under your boob
the,
and all.
Like, what they're called.
What's I doing?
What is it got? A crotchless ones. Imagine like, wearing them under, with jeans.
Ah,
that.
Yeah.
No.
Gorgeous.
But I think don't even consider it until you actually want, are saying, oh, I want to wear it for me or for like, for both of us. Do you know? I feel like if you're forced to wear something or do something or you're not, you're going to just do it for them.
Mm. The fact of you already not feeling confident like in your thighs and legs and stuff, like the last thing you and I only know for myself from experience even, like the last thing you want to do is put on a little skimpy lingerie set and like attempt to make yourself feel confident if you don't kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like don't be doing it just to please him.
That's what I mean. And I feel like if you do something once to please him, then like expect it again. And like it's just...
Sex isn't for him.
It's for both.
Both.
Yes. Amen. Let us know.
Men.
And I think maybe sit down and be like, look, there's things we can do that's not that we don't need to do right now if that's not something that you've...
Anal beads.
So extreme. Not them. It's even worse. No.
Christ, no.
But there's like, I don't know, different positions or like things without having to... That you can do together. Like lingerie is just you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's a him problem. So why is it just you that has to fix, I'm doing bunny ears, fix this problem?
Yeah. Well, he gets to enjoy... You and your lingerie. What are you getting?
Why is he giving out of this? Nothing.
50-50, lads. Has to be.
Yeah. Then we have phone a friend. So this is a part of our demo segment every week where we gats. Is that get?
Oh, don't girl, talk to me. All them fucking little sayings that all the 12-year-olds say these days. Gat means boom or something.
Yeah, girl, you got ass or something.
Is that what it is?
Girl, get your ass there. I don't know.
Girl, you ate that. What?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I just came up with that there.
I don't know. I think it's something about ass, I think.
Something about Rizzly Skiddle Diddles.
And yeah. What? Riz?
Yeah.
Oh, Riz is like when you have like a good chat, like flirty chat. Riz.
Do you want to grow up? They can't be going out into the big bad world talking.
Saying Rizzle
like
Shizzle.
Like, Jesus Christ.
So we put up a dilemma on our Instagram stories and asked our followers to offer their advice. And this is the dilemma.
My mom decided she wanted to divorce my dad last year. He wanted to fight for the marriage and she said she would try, but she hasn't. My sister recently saw a man who is not my dad texting her with some suspicious and spicy emojis. I found this guy on her social medias and they have been commenting on each other's videos, posts, and I've seen her wave to him in person. My sister really wants me to confront my mom since I'm the oldest, as this man seems like a womanizer and in our biased opinion, our dad is so much better. My dad currently still lives at home and in his heart, he still thinks they have a chance. I don't know if I should say something to her or him or just keep quiet.
Aww. It's really sad. Okay, this is what people have been saying. So our followers on our Instagram page is Homeway Drink Pod, and we get input every week. If you want to give your input, you should follow us there. So someone said, keep quiet. I think they're your parents, but their romantic relationship is between them.
Be there for your dad and support him. Your mom has made her mind up and she deserves happiness too.
Okay. Defo, say something to the both of them and sit down for a family meeting.
Aww.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
My mom used to always call family meetings.
My mom used to call them. She'd call them and be like, why is there 14 toothbrushes in this cup? Everyone pick their toothbrush and the rest are going in the bin. Oh, you that would be our family.
I can't even remember. Mine were clearly never that serious because I can't remember what were. But she's like, family meeting, everyone downstairs.
When do you learn all these mom things? Like, do you reckon you just learn them from your own moms?
Or do you just whim it? Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's mad that we're going to be mom someday. Like,
can't imagine myself as a mom.
Should I not just have kids?
Oh, I will.
You will.
But I just cannot picture.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
No one can, like.
I can.
Me as a man.
Yeah, I can.
I just laugh at my child all day.
Autumn, my baby.
Oh my God. I could call her Autumn.
Charlene. Autumn is a nice name. It's Autumn.
It's a name. You might have just named my child. Oh my, I just love Autumn so much. Whoa. Sorry, okay. None of your business. If your mom doesn't want him, let it be. It's their relationship.
Her mom knows her dad better than she does. Let her mom be happy.
Tell your dad so he knows the full picture and she can get closure.
Been through this. Everyone needs to stay out of it and let the mom and dad deal with it.
Oh, but it's so hard if you're the child and you know this is going on and you know that your dad doesn't know.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
But also, how do you tell your dad that?
Oh God, stop.
I'll you know, that's why the family meeting has given me anxiety. Like, it'd be like an episode of, like, was it Jeremy Kyle? Were they going with families? No, it would though. Because like, it just, yeah. I think the majority of these are saying to not...
Don't tell them.
Meddle.
Confront your mom, especially if your dad still has hope. It's family, not just a relationship.
Yeah, I think the mom... I think if
the mom's place to tell the dad.
To tell the dad and to, like, he knows that she wanted a divorce and then she had to try again.
Mm.
But if she's not trying, then I'm like, well, then leave. If you're not going to give it a chance,
yeah.
Why are you saying and giving him false hope? I just don't think it's fair and you don't want anyone to give your dad...
That's false. Cruel on the dad.
Yeah.
Someone said on social media, they're not even trying to be discreet. I see, that's terrible.
Yeah, like, that's true. Very public.
Dad is not on social media. And
he's
like,
in the dark. Say something. Mothers always take daughters' opinions into consideration.
Do they? Need to start treating your parents like any other adult. Speak your mind.
Mm. It's your mom's first time living too. Aww. Just because she's a parent doesn't mean she can't have a life. Let her make mistakes and explore. I do agree with that too.
But I'd have to say it to my mom.
Also, yeah.
I wouldn't say it to my dad behind my mom's back. I'd say it to my mom. Be like, mom, come here. We know what's going on. Like, we're all adults here.
Me and this is like,
yeah. We're not telling you to whatever. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. She actually says he's a womanizer. But you need to tell dad.
Yeah.
Dad can't be living in the house and not knowing.
Like. No. And like, you just need to actually end things properly. Yeah. Because it's making a show of him if
she's already
commenting online and tell everyone else and except for him doesn't know. Like, I just think that's mean.
No.
Definitely mention it. You'd be the worst if you found out and didn't tell him you knew.
Say it. It's so disrespectful to the dad. It's emotional cheating. Either break up or give it a real try. Yeah. You're either all in or all out.
I keep forgetting they're actually still meant to be together.
Yeah. He thinks that they can get back together. Only going to hurt your dad more. Say it to your mom in a calm way and explain how it makes you feel.
I was in this position the other way around. Tell him. Oh. I didn't and I regret so much. They ended years later and I wish I told her when I found out so she didn't hold on to something that wasn't worth fighting for.
Oh, fuck. See, look, you would.
My mind's changed now.
Yeah.
And so I read.
You would if you didn't tell them and then years on regretting not telling them.
Yeah. And also, I think it kind of helps people move on when there's something bad to, like, not hate them over, but, like, to be annoyed over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rather than just breaking up because she's given up. Like, when you hear she's actually been emotionally cheating, then... You can actually move on.
Yeah.
Like, right, she actually is done. As hard it will be at the time, I think long term.
You'll be more thankful for it.
Be better, yeah. Oh God, I can't make up my mind.
I'm not making up my mind. I'm not deciding on either.
I think this. I can leave it up to the last one's after turning my mind because she's been in that position.
Mm.
And she regrets it.
Say something.
Say something.
Don't just sit back and watch this
maybe
unfold.
Maybe he knows more than you think he knows.
He could be like, love, I actually already know.
Yeah, he might. Or like have an inkling or something. But I think if you don't say something, that might weigh on you for years to come as well.
Yeah.
And it's best for the situation. Or you can say to Ram, look, if you don't tell him, I will.
Yeah. Blackmailer.
Is that really bad? No, we don't. We can't encourage him. No, but like, not in a bad way.
Just
be like, look, I think he should know. And if you won't tell him, then he's my dad. I think it's important to tell him.
Why did I automatically say blackmail?
Money.
Give me money.
Send in your dilemmas to howmydrinkatgoloudnow.com. If you want to be featured for phone a friend, put that in the subject line of the email and we will include it for there so you can get our advice, but also the great listener's advice that comes in. They think of things so that we never really think of.
Peek and bleak of the week, girl.
Ooh, so many to think of because
so many.
So much has happened.
Yeah.
Peek is I'm doing a collaboration with Linnet Jewelry.
Woohoo!
That is launching on, I don't know if there's an exact date yet. I think it's the 5th of December. Don't quote. It'll be on my Instagram anyway. But that's launching. I'm actually wearing some, I don't know if I'm, wait, what did it look like on? Oh yeah, it'll be out now.
Yeah.
So currently I'm wearing, they're a bit tangled, but I have a little.
Let me go.
Can you see the lightning bolt? Which I love clearly. It's on one of my wrists as well. Then there's one that is a cross and an initial. So you can get your own,
your boyfriend, love that one.
Your dogs, whatever initial you want. And then you get the cross. And then I'm wearing my angel ring as well.
Oh, stunning.
And it's adjustable.
Oh, fab.
So I have really flat fingers. That's really important for me. For everyone's fingers to be involved. So perfect. I can wear it on any finger that I want, but it just says angel.
And
which is my other tattoo.
Silver and gold.
Silver and gold, everything is silver and gold. Yeah. Both. Loads of glitter for you. Loads of sparkles.
Love that.
And yeah, that's my peak of the week. Bleak is that summer's over, but I'm also ready for it to go.
Autumn is on the way.
But I love summer outfits. And I love colour. And I was looking through H&M online and I was like, oh, everything's just so, I was just randomly on there.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything's really
beige.
And I'm just not a beige.
I love beige.
Maybe one day, but for now, I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah.
Trying
to think. Sign up with your coach.
Oh, yeah. There's a peak for me now. I actually took the step to sign up with my coach.
You made the choice.
Yeah.
To choose you.
Yes. What did my mom say today? It's the first day of the rest of your life.
I love that. I heard a TikTok the other day and it's proper stuck in my head 2 weeks ago. How you spend your days is how you spend your life.
Fuck me.
And I was sitting on my phone, rot scrolling in bed. I was like,
oh God.
But it's so true.
Yeah.
Like, all them days that you spend, maybe that's the relevant days or the filler days, like that's how you spend life because they all add up to your life.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Shit.
Yeah.
And then bleak. Because I actually don't think I have a bleak. I was trying to record an Instagram story yesterday and all, and I was like, do you ever just feel real happy and just like, but not even just happy for yourself, like just happy for everyone around you and all. Aww. And just like, yeah, I just haven't, like, everyone around me in my life is.
Are you ovulating currently?
Probably.
Show me. Do you use your app?
No, I don't. You might. I never know when a period comes.
When is your period? 2 weeks ago?
Your guess is as good as mine, chick.
Oh, maybe.
I just take a pill through.
Oh, you don't. I don't think you ovulate on the pill.
Do I not?
But that's a real ovulation mood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just be real happy.
Yeah.
Just be real happy. My mom and dad are going on a little holiday and they're so excited and all. And like, yeah.
They're going.
They're going to Villamore.
Oh, yeah. I love Villamore.
Adorable.
Oh, nice.
I know. But like, isn't it mad? Like, I look at my mom and dad going, and like, if my mom listens to this, she'll actually ring me and be like, shut the fuck up. But like, I look at my mom and dad going on holiday and I'm like, oh. I want to go with them and mind them. Like,
yeah.
Like,
your tables
turned. Yeah, tables literally turned. Like, I want to go with them and make sure, like, that they're get through the airport and all okay. My mom's
like,
I was literally an air hostess for about a million years. Like, I know how to do all this. It's fine. Well, yeah, guys, I actually don't have a bleak this week.
It's great.
It's brilliant.
Lovely week.
Yeah.
September, the sun's out today.
Yep.
And it's lovely.
And autumn is here.
Yeah. I'm wearing, you have the Birdhouse Cup.
I do.
Ellie has our summer bird cup.
It's the only thing that I literally drink water of.
Yeah, I need like.
I won't go and drink a glass of water now.
No, I don't drink glasses. I need a straw, strictly. I'm wearing the spicy bird top.
Adorable.
I'm wearing. This is a small medium, isn't it?
Yeah. No, this is a small.
Oh, small.
I wear it in a medium.
Oh, yes. So the oversized are the.
Jewel.
Jewel sizes. I was going to say bi weekly sizes. Cool. Cool. I'm still half asleep. I got 4 hours sleep.
Bi weekly, they change.
Bi weekly, yes. They do. That's us, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode as well from Monday, which is How I Drink Extra Juice. There's ones coming out every Monday and there has been for the last however many years probably. So if you want to listen back.
It's our 3-year anniversary in October.
I know.
How do you feel? What the hell?
I feel like time's just going to...
It is. I still remember coming in here and recording that first episode.
Seen a video as well. I keep getting nostalgic videos on my feed and it was like a girl being like, when you look in the mirror and you don't see like you're young face looking at you anymore, and I was like, I don't know. It's just scary, never you just never think you're gonna get older, and then you do.
I never feel as old as I actually am. Never.
No, I don't either. But then I'm like, then you actually, do you ever look in the mirror, but then you look in the mirror
and actually look at yourself.
You know, when you look, but then there's a look you can do where it's like you're actually seeing and you're like, oh my God, you're not like a little tot anymore.
Scary, isn't it?
Really emotional.
Oh,
I know.
You're okay.
No, I'm not sad, but it's just, it is. It's like, no, it's just like, oh, like nostalgic.
It's cute.
I'm such a, nostalgia is my mood. So. Don't forget that you can watch us on YouTube as well. Full video, Bee's released every Thursday.
Oh, she's so cool today, guys. Bee's released on the Thursday. Yeah.
Full video being released every Thursday. Bee's released on Thursday at 12. Make sure to like, rate, subscribe and comment as well on YouTube. And we'll see you on Monday. Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably how to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think of how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't like even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back to school year, no matter what age you are. If you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself, if you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp.com/HMD.